Hyperion Audio presents The Geek Shall Inherit the Earth, Quark Theory, and Why Outsiders Thrive After High School by Alexandra Robbins. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. Prologue. Early 2011. Bullying in school has recently driven several teenagers to suicide. Exclusion and clique warfare are so rampant that the media declares bullying an epidemic and rallies for the public to view the tragedies as a national wake-up call. Throngs of students who are not outright bullied are disheartened because it is getting increasingly more difficult to become an insider, to fit into a group, to be accepted as normal. Students feel trapped, despairing that in today's educational landscape, they either have to conform to the popular crowd's arbitrary standards, forcing them to hide their true selves, or face dismissive treatment that batters relentlessly at their souls. Schools struggle to come up with solutions. Even the most beloved parents are met with disbelief when they insist, "This too shall pass." Adults tell students that it gets better, that the world changes after school, that being different will pay off sometime after graduation. But no one explains to them why. Enter Quark Theory. Chapter 1. Meet the Cafeteria Fringe. Danielle, Illinois, the loner. When the bell rang, Danielle slowly gathered her books as the rest of her class scrambled out of the room. She reluctantly made her way into the hall, slinging her green messenger bag, backpacks were too commonplace, over her shoulder. The hallway was already beginning to empty as people disappeared into classrooms. Students didn't acknowledge Danielle, and she didn't acknowledge them. She walked with her head down, slouching her 5'10" frame, her dark, shoulder-length hair shielding her face. Stone Mill High, a large public school in a middle-class, racially diverse Chicago suburb, had a small cafeteria, which was why its 2,000-plus students were divided into four lunch periods. Usually, juniors were allowed to leave the building during lunch, but not on the first day of school. Tomorrow, and probably during the rest of the year, Danielle would avoid the cafeteria altogether. Danielle wandered the halls for as long as she could.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?